Feeling weary in your Lenten journey? Well, you're not alone. Even the saints faced moments of exhaustion. But here's the good news. Padre Pio's timeless wisdom can give you the strength to keep going. Stay tuned for 5 powerful lessons that can reignite your Lenten journey. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. As we all know, Lent is a time to detach ourselves from worldly pleasures and bad habits and focus on drawing closer to God, the ultimate good we should strive for. I once heard someone describe Lent as the spring house cleaning of the soul. I like this comparison because, just like cleaning our homes, we need to remove the spiritual dust and clutter that has built up over time. We want to make everything as nice as possible for our most special guest, our Lord Jesus Christ. But let's be honest, just like with any cleaning project, we often start with enthusiasm, only to feel exhausted midway. As the days go by, we may even be tempted to give up, thinking we've done enough. So, to help us stay motivated, let's look at 5 powerful lessons from Padre Pio that can give us the strength to persevere. First, keep the crucified Christ in your heart. Padre Pio once said, "Treasure in your heart the crucified Jesus Christ, and all the crosses of the world will seem like roses." He also added, "Those who have been pricked by the crown of thorns of the Savior, who is our head, do not feel the other wounds." So, what is Padre Pio telling us here? When we compare our own struggles to the suffering of Jesus on the cross, they become much lighter. But it's not just about comparison. When we hold Christ's passion close to our hearts, our burdens can even become something beautiful, something we endure out of love for Him. It reminds me of what a priest once said in a homily, "How can I complain about anything when I am a follower of a crucified Lord?" This Lent, let's meditate more often on the crucified Christ and remember that no suffering is meaningless when united to His. Second, kneel before God with humility. One thing Padre Pio always emphasized was reverence for God. He knelt before the Blessed Sacrament for hours, completely immersed in prayer. He even knelt in prayer before sitting down to eat. When we kneel, we're not just making an external gesture. We are expressing our humility before God, acknowledging that He is Lord. And humility, as we know, is the opposite of pride, the root of all sin. Now, you might already kneel during prayer, but it's always good to remind ourselves why we do it. Otherwise, it can become just another habit rather than a true act of devotion. So, this Lent, let's not only kneel physically, but also in spirit, submitting ourselves completely to God's will. Third, faith unlocks miracles. Now, if you've been following our channel for a while, you've probably heard stories of Padre Pio encouraging others to have more faith. He knew that without faith, we block God from working in our lives. Remember what Jesus told his apostles when they couldn't cast out a demon? "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move." Countless miracles happened through Padre Pio's intercession. But Padre Pio never believed he himself was the source of these miracles. He had complete trust in God, and miracles happened. So, this Lent, let's make it a daily habit to pray for a deeper, unshakable faith. Fourth, trust that God will provide. Padre Pio once said, "God has never refused me anything, and indeed, I must say, He has given me more than I asked." This doesn't mean his life was without struggles. On the contrary, his life was filled with trials. But through it all, he remained confident that God would always provide exactly what he needed at the right time. Often, we expect God's help to come in the way we imagine. But trust means believing that even when things don't go as planned, God is still guiding us. So, may we too trust that God will give us exactly what we need, not necessarily what we want, but what is best for our souls. Fifth, the only thing that matters is being close to Jesus. Ultimately, everything Padre Pio did pointed back to one thing, being close to Jesus. As I've said before, people are often drawn to Padre Pio because of his miracles and the stigmata, but they stay because of his deep spirituality. His greatest desire was to lead souls to Christ, and that should be our goal too. If there's one thing to focus on this Lent, let it be this: am I getting closer to Jesus? Because at the end of the day, this is the whole purpose of Lent. In conclusion, I hope today's video has given you renewed strength to persevere through the rest of Lent. Remember, it's not about how you started, it's about how you finish. May Padre Pio's wisdom guide us as we endure this stretch, drawing closer to Easter. May Our Lady and Padre Pio intercede for us, and may God bless you abundantly on your Lenten journey. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.